honest. This is a thing written, I think it was 1970. And I'd sometimes say that it's sort of kind of based on the idea of some of these Radio 3 programmes that you would hear somebody saying, you know, my first memory is of Nanny bringing in the tea things. And anyway, so. Honest. I can't even remember the first thing I remember. What I mean is, I remember about 400 things all at once. Trouble is, too, I remember them all the time. I think I must be getting off my nut. Have I thought that, though? At least I always seem to be thinking. Either I'm just about to get off my nut, or else I'm already off it. But you think, ach well, once you're off your nut, you'll no know you're off it. But I'm not so sure. I wish I was. Even just sitting down and writing, I used to think whenever I felt like writing something, that was all right. All you had to say was, ach well, I think I'll sit down and write something, and you just sat down and wrote it. But no. I can't even do that for 5 minutes, but I'll sit and look at the thing and think, here, somebody's wrote that afore. Then I'll go hauling all the books out my cupboard, trying to find out who it was. And whether I find out or not, it takes me that long looking for it. I can't be bothered writing anymore once I've stopped. And anyway, I tend to think, if it's one of the things that might have been written before, there's no much point in writing again, even if nobody actually has. Is there? It's annoying. I feel I've got this big story building up inside me, and every day I'll sit down, good, here it comes, only it doesn't come at all. The thing is, it's not as if I even know what the story's going to be about, because I don't. So I think to myself, just invent somebody, write a story about a fisherman or something. But the longer I think, the more I realise, I can't even be bothered writing about a fisherman. What would I want to write about a fisherman for? I'm not going to get into the library and say, have you any books on fishermen? Just so as I can go and read up about them, again go and write another one. Who wants to read a story about fishermen anyway, apart from people that would read it, so as they could go and write another one, or fishermen that read? I suppose writing off the trite might be that you can write a story about a fisherman, so long as the main thing is that the block isn't a fisherman, but a man that fishes. And maybe that isn't right at all, I wouldn't know. But I do know that as soon as I looked up the map to see what might be a good name for a fishing village, then maybe went a walk to think up a good name for a fisherman's boat, then I sat and worked out what age a fisherman should be and how tall he was and what colour his oilskins were, then got him walking in his oilskins down through the village to his boat. I tend to think, what does he want to do that for? Can he no do something else with his time? And if I didn't think that to myself, if I just let him go, ach well, it's his job, away out to sea in a big storm in chapter two, I tend to think, either, here, somebody's wrote that before, or can I no do something else with my time? And in fact, if I came across somebody sitting reading it after I did write it, if I had, I tend to think to myself, have they got nothing better to do with their time? I don't know that I'm saying what I mean, but I suppose underneath everything, the only person I want to write about is me. It's about time I wrote something about myself. But what? I thought even, ach well, just write down a lot of your memories. Then they'll maybe take some kind of shape, and you can use that to write a story with, or a play, or a poem, or a film script, or God only knows what, on the fly. So that's what I did, didn't matter the order, just day after day writing down my memories. I'd be busy writing it, thinking, what an incredible life I've had, even up to now. Then I'd be thinking, I'll no believe all this happened to me. Then I looked at it, and I just about threw up. It was nothing to do with me at all. And the other people I'd be writing about, the people I'd met in that, it was nothing to do with them either. It might even have been all right if you could have said it was with me and them meeting, but you couldn't even say that. It was just a lot of flaming words. But that's something else. You write down a word and you say to yourself, that's not the way I say it. If you try to write it down the way you say it, you end up with a page covered in letters stuck together and wee dots above off the letters. In fact, you end up with one of the things you'd need to have took a course in phonetics to be able to read. But that's not the way I think, as if I took a course in phonetics. I don't mean that anybody that's done phonetics can't think right. It's not a question of right or wrong. But if you write down 1 minute and write down the next, people say you've been inconsistent. But if you say to somebody, where are you off to? And they say, what? And you say, where are you off to? They don't say, that's not what you said the first time. They'll probably say something like, down the road. And if you say, what? They usually say, down the road, the second time. Don't know, always. Because they never really say down the road or down the road at all, at least. They never say it the way it's spelt. Because it isn't spelt when they say it, is it? A fine point, perhaps. Or maybe it isn't, I wouldn't know. Or maybe I think it is, but I also think that if I say maybe it isn't, then you'll turn it over in your head without thinking, who does he think he is, a linguistic philosopher? Or maybe I wouldn't bother my rump whether it's a fine point or isn't. Maybe I just said it for effect in the first place. Because that's something that's dawned on me. That's maybe one of the things that you're not supposed to say, and there's a hell of a lot of them when you think about it, isn't there? But anyway, what's dawned on me, or maybe it's just emerging from my subconscious, is that maybe I write just to attract attention to myself. And that's a pretty horrible thought to emerge from MD's subconscious, because the next thing that emerges is, what am I? A social inadequate. And as if that isn't bad enough, the next thing that you find yourself thinking is, am I compensating for my social inadequacy by proxy, as it were? And the next thing, the fourth thing that you find yourself thinking is, if I've committed myself unwittingly to compensation by proxy, does that mean that a sense of inadequacy, unwittingly, has become a necessity? And the fifth and the sixth and the seventh things that you find yourself thinking are, what if my compensation by proxy is found socially inadequate? And if they's against me, I always knew it, and perhaps posterity will have better sense. The apprentice has lifted my balls and cock, said the plumber. Sorry, that comes later. I'm not saying that these seven thoughts necessarily come in the order in which I presented them. To some people, I'll mention their names, these thoughts never emerge from their subconscious, particularly the fifth, which is, you can imagine, the most terrible thought of the lot. Often it turns out that thoughts 6 and 7 are the most popular. The thoughts 1 to 5 are largely ignored. But the more you ignore thoughts 1 to 5, the more thoughts 6 and 7 will out. Because although thought 5, what if my compensation by proxy is found socially inadequate, never emerges from your subconscious, there comes a day when, in a casual discussion about literature in general, somebody says, your stuff's a lot of rubbish. It might not even be so blunt. In fact, what usually happens is that in the foyer of a theatre or something, and in the middle of a casual conversation about literature in general, then somebody introduces you to somebody else, and the other person says, who? And although who might not sound like a literal translation of your stuff's a lot of rubbish, nonetheless, in the thoughts of a social inadequate, it's as near as damn it. So having secretly thunk thought 6, everybody's against me, always knew it, you hurry home to write something to get your end back. These are the symptoms. Because you're that fed up with everybody you know, so you think, that writing something seems about the only thing worth doing. Then at least when you're finished, you feel a hell of a lot better. Because whoever it was that was getting your wick before, you can go up to and say, I don't give a damn what you think about me, because I've just wrote a poem and that's something you haven't done. And even if you have, I'll bet you it was rotten. Because you don't actually say all that. You don't have to say it, even if you could be bothered. And if it's somebody that did say to you, your stuff's a lot of rubbish, there's no much point in going up to them anyway, is there? But you can just look them in the eye, in your mind's eye, and think, perhaps posterity will have better sense. I'm a writer, you're only a worker, I said to the plumber. Fuck's sake, Joe, stick one in that cunt, said the apprentice. Ball and cock, said the plumber, ball and cocks, I forgot my grammar. Get it up, you, I said to the apprentice. Listen, pal, your tea will be up in a minute, said the plumber. Couldn't he fucking write a bookie's line, you bastard and illiterate, I said to the plumber. Right, outside, said the plumber. Moin, outside. Sorry, that comes later.